God bless you. Good day. And thank you for always tuning in to listen to our podcast. We are glad and grateful to God to always meet you on this platform. And thank you for always being our regular listener and sharing our podcast and episodes with friends, co-workers, and family. Thank you very much. Our podcasts are now being listened to by over 1,000 listeners, and we are in over 30 world nations in all 6 continents. Oh, glory to God. Thank you very much. I am the usual voice you listen to, and I am Walter Sindaka. My team and I want to say a big thank you to you, especially in this Christmas period. We are praying for you. And we're praying that the love of God will be shed abroad in your heart and in your families. And God will bring unity, love, harmony, and togetherness in the name of Jesus. May the joy of receiving Christ Jesus fill your heart and spirit and bring you to a new place, a new intimacy, a level of ecstasy with Him in the name of Jesus. Today, I'd like to share with you briefly on what I titled, What is the Use? What I titled, What is the Use? Had a conversation with a young lady, and she made the statement, said, God has forgotten me and nobody cares. I might as well give up at this moment. These words were said to me just a few weeks ago by a young lady, beautiful lady, well outstanding, intelligent. It caught me to heart, and I said, and I asked her how she knew that God had forgotten her and how she knew that nobody believed in her. She replied and said to me, she said, I have had nothing but failure ever since I came to this city. And I said to her, don't you think we should take an inventory and find out why you have had failures? What is the reason for it? When a person has a string of failures, most times I feel like doing a diagnosis of the case and, if possible, find what is wrong. Well, she replied to me and said, I was whipped when I came. This was the frontier of last resort to me. I was simply running away from bad luck in the former town where I was. And I said, you didn't expect to win, did you? I had hoped I might, she replied. I thought if I could get in the right surroundings, I might get on top, she said. But I noticed a hopeless strain in her voice and a look of hopelessness in her eyes. I said, let's go back to the beginning of things for a bit, if you don't mind. You know that God cannot fail anyone who trusts Him. Suppose you bring Him your shattered, broken present. Then make a new start today. He will wipe out all the past, and as He wipes it out, you begin now as though you had never tried and failed. She said, oh, I would give anything if I could do that. But you can do it, I said. All those who have reached the top have had to do it. Many of the dreams and expectations of youth have been lost by many people because they have not had the opportunity to do it. And then I continued and said to her, and I said, but there have been born new dreams and new expectations. The faith of youth and young manhood and womanhood has been destroyed, and a new faith has been born out of the failures of the past of many people like me. I can see her now. If I could only do that, if there could only be born in my heart a new faith, a new dream, she said. And I replied and I said to her, your worst enemy is your memory. Your worst trait is going back over the failures and taunting yourself. You cry nearly every night after you go to bed because you have failed. She said, yes, that's true. But I said, you are done with that. You're done with all of that in the past. Failure is a memory thing to be forgotten. Right now, we are writing on a new page, okay? And she said, yes. I said, a new history we'll have to write. You have a new name. Now, let's call that your name Victory. Or we will call it Victoria. We will christen this new girl with a new name, and you will go out there to win. You can succeed. Life is big and rich ahead of you. You are young. You're intelligent. Let him, the unseen one, take care of you. She whispers softly. Do you think he will do it? I know he would, I replied. He counts it a privilege. He is looking for opportunities like this. I imagine he has had his eyes on you for a long time, waiting for you to look up through the clouds and ask for his help. She went out to win. I met her afterwards, and she had no past. She had nothing but a brilliant, glad future ahead of her, she said. You know, Pastor, it was so easy to get a job. I went back to the same store, the same company, the same shop where I was turned down, and they seemed to be glad I came. I'm doing the work I enjoy. You see, truth be told, those of you who are chasing after a better job, you have that job and the possibilities of getting it in you. But then, don't spoil them. Sell yourself to the man who needs you. It is easy to do it when you have the right mental attitude towards you. Build the right mental attitude. God is waiting for you just at the point where your mental attitude meets his requirement. If you feel defeated, even God can't help you. If you can only open up to him, then can he help you? There is divine help for you. There's a divine future for you. This day, after listening to this podcast, I'd like you to make a decision to start a new page with God, start a new page with the Lord, and you will be sure he will take you to an expected end. God bless you and thank you for listening. I've been your brother, friend, Walt Snagger, and I believe this word has been a blessing to you. God bless you as you share it and get to us for counseling and for encouragement or contributions. God bless you.